And now we continue our visit with Medford Area Senior High School senior Michaela Kells. Michaela Kells is a very politically active young lady, and she recently had the opportunity to attend President Donald Trump's inauguration. So you got to see the inaugural, okay? But
yes.
You weren't invited to any of the balls or any of that kind of stuff.
Envision ended up having their own ball for all the students from the middle school, high school, and college. And the ball was at the Aerospace National Smithsonian Museum. So that was kind of cool to go to.
That was really cool.
That was probably one of the best parts.
So you got to witness history, whether you agree or disagree with Donald Trump. He was elected president of the United States. You got to be there for history. So looking back on it, what are your impressions of that?
I mean, think about it, since going up through grade school, middle school, high school, all you do in your history class is you read about history. Oh, this happened 200 years ago. This happened 400 years ago. How does this affect me? I think being there, it's cool to actually be a part of history, be somebody that saw the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, be inaugurated, because that's something I can go back later in my life and say, hey, I was there. This happened. This is amazing.
You have future plans now. You have another event coming up. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yeah, it's called the United States Senate Youth Program. It's in Washington, D.C. It's actually funded by the Hearst Foundation, but was a Senate resolution in 1962, so they've been doing it since then. It's two kids from each state are chosen, either juniors or seniors, and you get to spend the week in Washington. You get to meet your United States senators from your state. You get to meet the president, go inside the White House, and hopefully gather some new opinions from around the country.
Is this kind of a political science event, or is it more? It sounds like the Iowa caucuses was a media event. You were kind of a media person.
Yeah.
And then the other sounds more like a political a science program. Is this one more a political science program or more a political media?
This is definitely more a political science program. It's for kids that are wanting to go into public service or carry on public service throughout their life. Some of the alumni of the program are Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey. I believe Bill Clinton's chief of staff. There's some pretty big names that have gone to this program, so I'm really excited to make some new connections.
If there are students out there right now that are, wow, that piques their interest, how did you find out about it? How did you get involved in this program originally? How'd you find out about it?
I think through a long line of other programs. I think what's important for kids to know is if you're passionate about something, just go online, look up more information, look at programs you can attend to gain new experiences. And I mean, I'm passionate about politics, but if you're passionate about medical or education or something else, just get yourself out there, find those experiences. I know, especially through the program Envision, they have other experiences. Like I went to national security, which led me on to political and the inauguration, but they also have programs for medical, journalism. They have one for STEM and engineering. So there's definitely a bunch of different things if you're interested in, just go find those opportunities.
For you, you are a senior. You have graduation coming up. You know what you want to do when you graduate?
I know that I definitely want to go to college. I just haven't decided where yet. I'm looking into a public administration degree, so I'm looking at schools that have good politics that I can get involved in, and history and access.
I was just going to say, because you've tasted both sides now, and then there's the third option remaining. So you've done the political science, which means, do you want to run for a public office?
I mean, it's hard to say right now what my future is going to be. I would hopefully, in the long run, like to run for just either a local or statewide position.
So the other option, you've had taste of the media. What about a political writer or a political journalist, a media journalist, or that kind of thing?
I've definitely thought about that. I mean, the Iowa caucus really helped me get out of my comfort zone with public speaking, which is something that I actually have been afraid of in the past. So that definitely opened me up. I'm still looking into it because I do enjoy interviewing people and asking questions like we do at Teens Talk Politics. So I'm not really sure about that yet, though.
The third, of course, would be education. You could write history books and teach history or teach political science, even at a, who knows, let's go big, at a collegiate level. Maybe?
Maybe. I honestly didn't even explore that. So that's a possibility as well.
Boy, you just Doors are just slamming open for you, girl. They are just slamming open.
Yeah.
Give me your last thoughts, last impressions on this whole experience. Let's begin with the Iowa caucuses, all through the entire election process to the inauguration. Kind of your overview of the whole thing.
I guess my overview of the whole election process, it's definitely been a crazy one. It's definitely been something that I think people will remember, like, oh, the 2016 presidential election. That's where all this craziness came from, all these allegations of tax returns, of hidden emails. And I think in the end, I mean, whether or not you like Donald J. Trump, he's our president, and we need to respect him and give him the chance.
Once again, my guest has been Michaela Kells. She is a senior at the Medford Area Senior High School. One more time, give us your YouTube program. Give us the name of that.
YouTube program is Teens Talk Politics.
And we can find that on YouTube.
Yep, you can find it on YouTube, or you can like our Facebook page, also Teens Talk Politics.
Once again, Michaela Kells, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your experiences, and best of luck.
Thank you.